WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Here she is now.
Do you believe in magic? David Copperfield in the Bahamas tried to cop a field just like a magic. He'll pay off his accuser. Used to pretend to be married to Claudia Schiffer. Had a couple million hidden in his safe. And if they lock him up, he knows how to escape.
There it is. Yeah, okay. The end.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
The second greatest show on Earth. The Don and Mike Program.
All right, here we go with some Buzz News now.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz brought to you tonight by TGIF. Friday's Restaurants with a three-course menu is back. Give me more Fridays. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Seven counties in California are on fire. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency, but the Stars homes in Malibu... the Stars homes in Malibu are being threatened by wildfires. Jennifer Aniston lives there.
Wow.
Along with Martin Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg.
This is your chance to fly out there and take care of her.
Save Aniston, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Streisand lives there. Redford, Cher, Richard Gere, Sean Penn, Sting, and Cindy Crawford as well. All of their homes may be in the way of the fire. Director James Cameron and singer Olivia Newton-John have already been forced to evacuate, along with thousands of real people in Southern California.
You mean the king of the world is evacuating?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Give me that list of celebrities again, and I'll tell you if I think somehow God is getting back at them.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Martin Sheen.
No.
Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Barbara Streisand.
Well, there was that boxing movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There also was Yentl.
Right.
Robert Redford.
You know what I would say? Yes, except he hasn't had a facelift.
And he's got quite a body of
work. He doesn't take his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. No.
So God would not set him on fire.
Thanks for that.
I think he has had work done.
Robert Redford?
Redford, buddy?
Yeah. The last time I saw him, it was something for the Sundance Festival. I don't think he could blink.
I think he's Johnny Craggy.
He's all cracked. He's like...
He's got crags and warts and everything.
His face looks like the ball of my foot.
I'm going to double check because it seems to me he had work. Now, Paul Newman. There's a handsome man.
I think Paul Newman hasn't had anything done either. I like Redford and Newman. No, they're icons. Yeah. Don't let God punish them. Who else?
Give me another one, please, Buzz.
Cher.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Too many farewell tours.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about having work done. I mean,
right.
Really, she looks like she's just got all skin on her face.
Another celebrity.
Covering her eyes and everything.
Any more?
Richard Gere.
Well, it's a whole hamster thing.
Sean Penn.
Yeah, God's mad at him, too.
Sting.
Yeah, that's the whole rainforest thing. Shut up.
Cindy Crawford.
Horseface, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No. Cindy Crawford?
No, no.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Cindy Crawford? Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz, I tolerate that because I think, you know, they do have large mouths. Mm-hmm. Cindy Crawford, horseface?
Give me a picture of her, please.
Stat. James Cameron, the director.
Absolutely. That
you've hated him for a long time. Did you ever see it? You saw it years later.
T-I-T.
Yes.
A-N-I-C. Never in its entirety.
Never saw it in its entirety.
Never saw it in a theater.
The Geffen Katzenberg household.
Oh, come on. You know that.
Based on their money alone.
Uh-huh. Olivia Newton-John.
How could God be mad at her?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And guess what else has been evacuated?
What? Leah Remini's bung.
No. The Promises Rehab Center.
Oh, no.
The staff and the patients.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
The staff and the patients have been evacuated as the fire is now within a mile of
that
facility.
That place will go up like that just because of the methadone.
The fumes, yeah.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Not after this fire.
You think they're going to have that scene like Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner in, is it Romancing the Stone, mm-hmm. where they take that big, almost like... roller coaster ride.
Oh, down, where she slides down the muddy bank?
Down a muddy hill.
And ends up right in her crotch?
And then they find an airplane that's full of weed.
Right.
And they sit around, they have a big weed bonfire.
That's how you start a movie.
What about weed?
Exactly.
Is it going to be any weed?
Not after the fire. The Malibu fire apparently started from a downed power line, but
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
It turned into a wildfire. Wildfires also burn in a half dozen other spots in Southern California, including northern San Diego County, where a quarter of a million people have been evacuated, and the wild animal park threatened there in northern San Diego County as well.
You know, we talk about it being dry because we've got a drought on the East Coast, mm-hmm. too. But there, literally, what amazes me, you say, how can that fire go across the coastal highway,
right.
Pacific Coast Highway, and burn the houses? But really, it's tinderbox stuff, right?
Very much
and
so.
And you've got 50 to 100 mile an hour winds.
The Santa Ana winds, and they're not expected to let up for another day or two. The fires so far are only 10% contained. But since the situation keeps getting worse, they'd be lucky if they can hold the line on that 10%.
We've been out there, and years ago I went out there with, of all people, Daryl Nichols, one of our old engineers. We were hanging out. Daryl and I used to, bop around, and we'd go out and check out. We drove through Malibu where the fires had just been.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know you got the ocean there and you got a nice little beach. It's all well and good, but you look around some of that area when there's been a wildfire, it's like the end of the world. It's horrible out there. It really is.
You could put a hook in that mouth.
No, you can't.
I'd be happy to.
Are you kidding?
Her?
That's not Cindy Crawford.
Oh, I searched Elle McPherson.
That's Elle McPherson. What are you doing?
Oh, Elle McPherson, even better.
Elle McPherson's not a hook in that mouth,
she's
too.
She's stunning.
Take a look at that one.
That's Elle McPherson. She's hot.
I know
she's
Elle McPherson. I'm just saying.
You don't think Elle McPherson's hot either?
First off, Elle McPherson has got that heroin chic look. I'm so tired of these goddamn chicks that are so skinny that their boobs become inverted.
If Elle McPherson...
It looks like Imus is taking his shirt off here.
No, if Elle McPherson walked into the studio right now, your jaw would hit the floor.
That's true.
She's
probably,
that beautiful.
She's probably beautiful.
It's not that good a picture either. It's not that... But the hook in the mouth...
Elle McPherson.
How small do you want the mouths to be?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the question.
It's a very fair question.
They all... Because you said for all these beautiful women in their mouths...
How big... Do you guys want your clown mouths on your women to be?
That's not true.
No,
these
no
are,
limit.
I stand by these beautiful Hollywood women. Now, you know what? The only woman who I agree when you say the Joker mouth that I still think is hot, though, is Cameron Diaz. Since I've been watching something about Mary,
she does have
the Joker mouth. But I think Cindy Crawford, classically beautiful woman.
Well, I'm sure she is, but I don't know. I need a picture.
They're getting you one now.
One's on the way.
For some reason, Rob confused Cindy Crawford with Elle McPherson.
Because he lettered in theater.
Theater arts.
Elle McPherson, even prettier.
All right, here comes your Cindy Crawford picture.
Cindy Crawford, not bad.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, you're right. I had it mixed up with someone else.
Mm. Okay, very good.
Oh, good. What a relief.
Yeah, it is.
Firefighters continue to hose.
Someone call her up and tell her, I changed my mind.
She can live now. You know what? When we were in New York, I followed her. I didn't follow her like a stalker.
Yes, you did.
No, I was walking to work. It was one of those days where I was walking to work, and I had probably about 7-8 blocks to go. Got to follow her for about 3 blocks.
I get all these supermodels mixed up. My apologies.
Let me get the wording right for Cindy Crawford. You want to tell her that you would have sex with her?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let her know.
And also, God is not burning down her house.
Okay. Okay.
What a relief.
And Elle McPherson?
He's unwadding the piece of paper. Take another look.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No thanks.
Hey, what about
you know
if
what?
We could
I recommend? I recommend a movie called Sirens.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Horrible movie.
Horrible
movie. Wonderful
movie. But you get to see a lot of Elle.
You won't notice how bad the movie is.
Right?
Believe me, she's not inverted.
Believe us.
She's outverted.
Firefighters keep hosing down the Malibu Pier where Baywatch was filmed to keep it from going up in flames. It's being threatened by embers that blow across and have shut down the Pacific Coast Highway. A lot of other highways are shut as
My
well.
My apologies. I'm getting them all mixed up. Who's the one that was married to Billy Joel for a while?
That's Christie Brinkley.
Ah.
She got a big mouth, too.
Not really.
Not a Joker mouth.
Not really.
But a mouth that's too big for
face. She's got a nice set of teeth.
She does.
Right, like Chief Wahoo.
But yes, exactly. I'm done arguing.
I got the women mixed up. The one I thought we were talking about was the one that Billy Joel was with.
Right. Now, if you're talking about women with small mouths, I like Sandra Bernhardt.
Wow.
And Amy Winehouse.
Uh-huh.
And wouldn't it be great if they made it?
Now, hopefully, the fires will be put out by the rising seas that threaten Los Angeles and New York and 19 other of the world's biggest cities.
Is Carrie there?
A new study by the United Nations. Yes, the rising seas.
I thought you were putting her in the category with Sandra Bernhardt.
No, she's one of the rising seas.
Rising seas.
Oh, I got it.
Can I give me a C?
A new study by the United Nations and the World Watch Institute claims that 21 of the world's big coastal cities are looking at mass flooding as the ice caps continue to melt, causing the sea level to rise.
Well, bring it on. It'll put out the fires.
And on the contrary, Carrie's mouth is perfect from years and years and years and years of use.
She's a talker.
She loves to chat.
She's a talker, that one.
She does. She's a wonderful lady, really, really. I had a good chance to talk with her this weekend.
Really? Did she talk a lot to you this weekend?
Yes, a lot.
That's unusual, isn't it?
I fell asleep while she was talking. I woke up, she was still talking.
Yeah, don't you normally sleep with your eyes open?
I do. I have to. For safety.
Now, besides New York and L.A., Rio, Tokyo, Cairo, Bangkok, and Bangladesh also make the list of endangered cities. The study says that 1 in 10 of the world's people live in low-lying areas that are at risk.
Bangkok, yeah. I'd just love to spend one night there.
I'm all over the place, Murrayhead. I'm not really sure what I'm saying. I just want to tell you, as far as beautiful women,
right?
Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because I realize I'm all over the place. These women really don't have huge mouths. It's just they all have some imperfections. But I think a perfect woman, if you want to balance it out and know what I think the perfect woman is, Joy Behar.
Amen. And finally, we agree. Finally, we agree. Because you've got mouth, face, body.
Penis.
Oh, the Bangkok song.
Murrayhead,
yes.
Well, if it's going to flood, I do mean that. I mean, it doesn't have to be a week. No. Just one night will do it.
One night where, Mike?
The place where the world's my oyster.
Where is that?
Manassas?
No. Bangkok. Oriental City.
Thailand.
Wonderful place.
Mm-hmm. May I ask you a question, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
If anyone asks, what is your favorite? Damn it.
I know. It can't be repaired.
It's a heartbreaker, isn't it?
It's a tough one. It's always because we're just a...
TCBQ. I got it for you this time. No problem with how you do it today, Mike.
I'm doing just fine, but I'm really concerned about this flooding that we're hearing about around the world.
I hope Leah's okay. Also, that lady from the office, Bill Shatner, who's eating kind of like a pig today. 13 after the hour, the man's name is Murray Head.
He will fascinate you.
Here's some good head for you on the Don and Mike Show. Who plays the most music? We do, you stupid bastards. So listen right now. I'm gonna come to your house and kill you.
Oh, no.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
You have to do it again.
It's a hard one. TCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I carry a gun everywhere I go. We're gonna take a shower, both of us. I like rape.
There it is.
Yeah. There you go.
Finally got there. You know, Chris Hansen helped on that one.
We all sure. Feel
I like
now.
Rape.
Murrayhead.
The go-to.
Well, all that trimming, shaving, and waxing is finally paying off. That's our story when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, cats and kittens.
Idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Check out our website if you're brave. DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's open, I think, 18 hours a day.
Wow.
Still? Now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
All that trimming, shaving, and waxing is paying off in unexpected ways. A Dutch curator says he's been having trouble finding crabs for the Natural History Museum in Rotterdam.
The crabs?
Yeah, crabs. That's crabs. The one. Yeah, we're not talking about the soft-shelled ones, that's for sure.
The
curator and some British doctors have a theory that Brazilian waxes and other forms of body hair grooming are making these sexually transmitted lice extinct.
Hello, if everyone would please listen to me, if you ladies would just let it grow, we wouldn't have these problems, would we?
Well, we would have the problems. We'd still have lice.
So you're saying that the smooth look is going to eliminate lice?
There's a theory afoot that it's actually going to cause the lice to become extinct.
Why is it that I understand what you're saying? If a chick goes in for a Brazilian wax or whatever, she's more susceptible.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the way
less susceptible?
Yeah, less susceptible.
Lice.
I'm sorry.
Yes, right.
So you're an advocate of just.
I'm not advocating anything. I'm just telling you that because people have been trimming, shaving, and waxing, there's less, let's say, habitat, I guess is the word I'm looking for the crabs to grow.
And also trimming is good, too, right?
So
if
would you
keep it, you
anything
keep it short.
That reduces the
you don't have
forestation.
To completely, okay,
right,
got mm-hmm. it. You just can't have the big environment with all the hair down there.
Why?
Because that will be the breeding ground for the lice. Well,
perhaps this will clarify.
What if she uses shampoo down there?
It's still
depends on the shampoo.
It's still the hair down there. I have more than enough hair down there.
Quoting this curator,
I like a nice big full.
We know you do.
Drano pad.
But this doctor is saying that the big full thing will prevent the extinction of lice.
Let this guy put it in perspective.
Drano is Brillo, not Drano.
Brillo is a Brillo scrubbing pad. A metal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what the curator has to say. Here's his quote. When the bamboo forest the giant panda lives in were cut down, the panda became threatened with extinction. Pubic lice can't live without pubic hair, end quote. Still, it's not going to happen anytime soon, this extinction.
If you're a skank, you're going to get lice in your pubic hair. So just clean yourself up.
And by all means, if you see pandas down there, call your doctor.
And listen, ladies.
Soaking doesn't
But here's
help.
The deal. Listen to this. Here's the positive.
Let it grow.
Maybe. No, why not let this take its course? We get rid of it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lice go extinct. And then you have a big grow fest. Okay? Then everybody can come back looking like it was in the 70s.
Well, crabs going extinct, that's not something that's going to happen anytime soon. It's estimated we still get about 3 million cases of crabs a year in the U.S.
Hair by the cow seals, Rob.
And this curator says his museum has over 300,000 species of crabs already in its collection.
I'm just for more hair down there.
I know,
because
I know
it seems to be going the other way now.
Well, you don't want, I mean, you want more hair down there within reason, right? You don't want just complete, overgrowth.
Tanglewood.
No, I want it to look like Jerry Garcia's head. I definitely want more hair than I'm seeing in magazines and in pornos.
Like
though.
Ned Ulock.
That's right.
She asked him why.
The councils.
You know, like Beth Ann.
Why I'm a hairy guy.
Or girl.
What about the vagina?
Harry noon and nighty night night.
Now, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Master Wizard Dumbledore says to Harry, "You cannot imagine how his ideas inflamed me."
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm inflamed.
Author J.K. Rowling explained that statement over the weekend, answering a child's question.
Paul Schofield.
J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's
you better believe
kept
it.
The way I like it.
Yeah, well, I like in one of those old novels, like back in the medieval times.
I don't know.
When there was literally no, they didn't even have razors.
Rapunzel.
Let down
your hair.
Let down your hair, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Answering,
well, what have we here?
A mass of hair.
Answering a child's question, she explained that Albus Dumbledore is gay and in love with rival wizard Gellert Grindelwald.
Homo.
Now, as Grindelwald's aunt Bathilda Bagshot puts it, the boys took to each other at once. That's, again, from one of the books. And readers had speculated about Dumbledore since he had
What's that, buddy?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
The readers had their own theories because Dumbledore had no close relationships with women and a mysterious, troubled past. One more note about this. We're talking about fiction as if it were real.
Ladies, I want to let you know, let the hair grow. Don't worry about the lice. I really think if you wash and if you shampoo regularly.
It takes a special shampoo.
You're going to look beautiful down there.
Go for it, ladies. Since we're talking about Harry Potter, make it look like Hagrid down there.
I remember. Isn't the shampoo called Knit?
That's one of the brand names on the market, yes.
Nyx maybe is another one.
Nyx is for head lice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure it all works fine.
Anything that kills body lice up here also works down there.
I'm sure you could use Nyx down there. Nyx V.
Nyx.
The New York Nyx.
Except I was, getting back to exercise again. I was doing a little chafing.
Yeah.
And I said to Carla she was going to the drugstore, get me some of the Gold Bond. And she came home with the foot powder. Now, I had no intention of putting the foot powder down in the chafing area.
No, for that area, you'd need the half a foot powder.
What?
Six inches.
Get it. Yeah.
He's like doing a
thank you.
Doing a penis joke.
Thank you. That was a compliment.
David Copperfield.
Okay, Shorty. Six is a compliment?
Oh, in its the average, relaxed state.
The average is 5 to 6.
In what state, Buzz?
In the world. The world average is five to six.
In its sleeping state. In its agitated state? No, I'm much bigger than that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How much? Yes.
I measured it once.
Okay.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I'm thinking, I want to be conservative here. I'm thinking 16.
Sounds about right.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Good for you.
I'm not laughing.
You're crying.
I'm not laughing.
I know you have a big one. I know you like to brag about it.
We all know.
Mike, it's not the length. And shut up, Buzz. You're just jealous. It's the girth.
Uh-huh. Yours is like, what's his
Don
name?
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson beer can.
That's right. And how about yours, Buzz? How big is yours?
I'm fine, thank you. David Copperfield.
Hold on. Mike and I discussed this honestly and openly.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember seriously when I measured, but I know I have. I know I have.
Based on
I know it's not as small as what Rob was saying.
Mm-hmm.
What about yours, Buzz?
Based on the world average figures, I am average to perhaps slightly above average.
I'm above average. Well above average.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't touch it. Oh, stop it. Jeez, no. There's a staph infection around.
Look, right now, I'm telling you, I guarantee I'm not 6 now.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mr. Softy now.
Right. Then when I'm not ready,
right,
it's very small.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when
how
I,
small?
When I,
like baby small?
No. No. It depends. No, but not anything where I'm happy with that. And I've been trying with all the different creams. No, I'm just kidding, of course.
The trick is to rub it in vigorously.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
David.
And all that really matters is how it is when it's ready, if you know what I mean.
Right.
The other thing is almost kind of, you know, homoerotic. Like how you look walking around the locker room.
Yeah.
I saw a guy on Real Sex. It's amazing. Looked like a donkey.
I saw a guy on that Hard Knock show. Did you see the one where the guy runs by naked when they're sitting around waiting to see who's going to get cut?
Yeah.
Yes. Just a big giant schlong runs by.
Yeah, they have that. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Those damn football players.
Ran it over and over and over again.
That was Hard Knocks Paul Scofield.
Thank you, Charlie.
So anyway, Buzz, you were telling us that you believe that you're about medium-sized.
Yes, or slightly above. But
thank you, Charlie.
Perfectly average and normal and very much like everyone else.
I bet not. I have a birthmark on mine.
Mine's camouflage.
I am not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
Really? If I was Michael Jackson, they could pick me out in court.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I do.
Mine's just a little crooked.
I got a spot on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I do, I swear to God.
Is yours crooked?
No.
Mm-hmm. Got like a, it's right on the, right on this part.
He's drawing pictures now.
It really is. Yeah,
that looked like, speaking of Harry Potter, that looked like a wizard's hat.
About that big, too.
Really?
Yeah, my birth spot, really.
Hope I never see that.
Speaking of wizards, David Copperfield, your update is next.
We were just drawing pictures of ourselves.
What, Buzz?
One of us was. Your David Copperfield update.
You're not interested and you don't want to draw a picture of your stuff?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Of course you do, Buzz.
No, I not really.
Look, Mike does.
I see him going now.
Mike's my buddy. Uh-huh. He'll play my gay game with me. That's a bit too realistic for me.
Just about finished. Putting the finishing touch.
All right, Blue Boy.
On his sketch.
I put my stomach in there for you.
A nice plus. There you go. I think we're all excited now.
You normally only,
and when it's not like that, you can't see it.
You normally only draw during match
games. I know. I know.
Go ahead, Buzz. I'm just drawing a picture of you.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about David Copperfield. He's really being investigated after an accusation of rape. A Seattle woman says Copperfield sexually assaulted her in the Bahamas back in July.
Now, because that happened out of the country and wasn't reported till the woman returned to Seattle, the case was turned over to the FBI.
Is that buzzing?
That's why the FBI raided Copperfield's Las Vegas warehouse last week, taking his computer, a digital camera.
What do you think of that?
I got a headache. What do you think of that?
That's just about it right there.
Uh-huh. I just drew a picture of Buzz.
Oh, God.
A nude picture of Buzz.
One of many you've drawn.
Jesus.
And he's saying hi.
Uh-huh. Hi.
He's got his curly spiked hair.
Mm-hmm.
We have really evolved on this show.
Sure have.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. Time to break, Rob. Yeah,
get this one right out to the fans. Yes, put this right on the eBay.
Yes, eBay.
Right on eBay. Buzz's D.
Yay.
The FBI has still no comment on the raid of Copperfield's warehouse. His lawyer, the magician's lawyer, says Copperfield never forced himself on anyone and that he's confident the investigation will conclude favorably.
And we had mentioned this on Friday. I think we talked about this earlier.
Right.
The talk had been maybe kiddie porn or whatever. This is just him being awful with a chick, right?
Yeah, but remember, that's the accusation. He's accused of rape. But remember, the FBI has taken his computer hard drive, his digital camera system.
Gentlemen, we have to break.
There's more to it than that.
We have to break.
I just drew David Copperfield's penis.
There it is.
It's like a magic.
Wow. It vanished.
It's a magic,
a missile.
A magic wand.
Big as an elephant.
The TV writer's strike draws closer. That's our story when we continue.
Be right back, guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I've been trying to get to you.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well, thank you. The people who write our TV shows and movies, however, are not only planning to strike, they're dead set on it. 90% of the 5,000 members of the Writers Guild of America have voted to take a hike when their contract expires a week from Wednesday.
This is our chance to be scabs. No, we're kind of union guys, too, aren't we?
Different union, but yeah.
It is a different union, but they'd honor it.
Mike, we can do reality work, and we can still be members of SAG. We're not writing if we just... And Buzz, isn't that the hook that they use, that if you're in a reality show, that since it's not scripted... Those can still be produced.
Even reality shows are scripted. Even reality shows have staffs of writers.
Well, I mean,
those
I know
writers
scripted,
will go on strike as well.
But isn't the thought that they're supposed to be unscripted?
Right. Yeah, they are supposed to be. And while the networks say they've got a lot of material already produced and even more scripts on backlog, a strike would hit them hard, especially shows like the ones hosted by Jon Stewart, David Letterman, Jay Leno, those types of shows. The season-long writer strike of 1988 caused the TV and movie industry to lose $500 million.
I, for one, think it would be interesting to see Leno, Letterman, those guys come out.
Do shows.
Without stuff that's been done for them.
I'll tell you what will happen, and it'll happen.
It would sound a lot like this crappy show.
You know, they get stuff over the internet. They get people sending them. They have pipelines of people, and I think they could honor that. You know, they could actually have people casually sending. There are systems that they use with that. A buddy of mine, he works for Fox News Channel now, Bill McCuddy, who I used to do some commercials with, and he would send stuff constantly to Leno and to Letterman, and you know, the only thing he would get out of it would be a big gas. They'd send him like $100 if they used his stuff.
Like, Leno is notorious for accepting submitted jokes.
$75 a joke,
yeah,
right?
I think it's 70 or 75 bucks.
Mm-hmm. Almost all the shows do it.
Thank God they finished our Chief Wahoo script before that strike today.
Just
though,
right? That was great writing.
The writers want their piece of the profits from DVDs and any of their work that's available online. The negotiator for the TV producers says he's focusing on negotiating a reasonable agreement with the writers. Swearing at work is good for morale.
Jesus.
According to a new study out of England.
F!
A management professor found that the more swearing at work, the better the teamwork and team spirit.
Oh, I've chopped me finger off. Bollocks.
The professor understands that it can't be this way in an office that's open to the public.
Mother, father.
It's not good business to do it around customers or the company's highest executives.
No! Kelly Clarkson, suck a D.
But the rest of the time, this professor says swearing at work is a way of coping with stress and that sharing this taboo...
Oh, but it has no nobility.
...builds solidarity among the coworkers. Banning swearing, he says, could likely backfire. In Polk County, Florida, the books just weren't coming
out. Hi.
You're a goddamn genius.
There you go. There's an example now. In Polk County, Florida, the books were just not coming out right at a number of gas stations. The underground tanks were going empty long before they should have. Deputies set up a stakeout and discovered the culprit. 70-year-old Hobart Gibson had rigged a trailer, which he pulled with his tow truck. He rigged the trailer with a trap door from which a hose could be lowered into the station's underground tanks. Deputies watched as he siphoned 400 gallons from a Circle K convenience store and another 500 gallons from a Cumberland Farm store.
That was not funny. Was Don't hard. You stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
Police say they believe Gibson's been at this most all year. They estimate he's stolen as much as 10,000 gallons of gas a week.
Wow.
He had help.
That's a lot of sucking.
Finally.
It really is.
The woman who owns the adult novelty store in Edison, New Jersey, was reading the other day about how Americans now have charity fatigue. After 9/11 and the tsunami and Katrina, Americans had given until it hurt, and then they stopped giving. The newspaper said the food pantries were going dry, but people never get tired of sex, figured adult store owner Deidre Krasner. So she's now offering free porn to anyone who drops off some canned goods and the like at her store for donation to the needy.
All right.
She's calling the program Food for Porn.
Clever.
She may even have some Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
We're out of time.
No.
All right, you cats and kittens, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
With a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you out there, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Bad news.
What's that, Peter North?
I was down at Executive Getty, and I realized I don't have sauce anymore.
You can't get sauce. Ron Jeremy.
I already said mine. He already said his. What are you going to say?
Miss Mary Carey.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.